tapes of End Time Meetings, Deliverance Services, or Lake Hamilton Bible Campground's publication, Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Writes Post Office Box 21516, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas, zip 71903.
Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. This is now the conclusion of this message from Part A
of the Thursday evening service of December the 25th, 2003. Jim Landry of Beaumont, Texas, is the teacher.
And in my own family, the trends were sinus, knee problems, knee surgeries, prostate cancer. I think some of you heard my testimony. Prostate. Our family was chosen out of, I think, 12 families in the country by MD Anderson in Texas to do a study because I think I don't want to say all of them is, but I think just about all of them had cancer or died of cancer. All of them. Everyone I know did in my family bloodline. Everyone. And I was rebuked by my dad. That's the only time he rebuked me because, you know, my dad's the kind of guy who'd kiss you and all that, you know. But I got a good dad, but it slipped up one day. I was at home and mom said something, dad said something, then dad said, did you get the test? I said, no, dad, I didn't get the test. And he looked at me, and he caught himself. He realized my son lived by faith. So he wasn't pleased because he wanted me to be around. He really just saying in his mind, you know. And he just got diagnosed and he had surgery and it was successful, but, prostate, and prostate cancer, prostate problems, and problems with the womb are rooted in some curses that came down the seed. It's cursing your seed. That's what causes your seed not to be to reproduce and be spiritually enlightened by God's word. So it has something to do with the seed being cursed. So I spent the last several years prophesying over the seed, my family seed, up into me and then to my children all the way to the Lord. And so I really believe that the death in the womb and the attack on the prostate, it has something to do with our seed being cursed. So we need to confess those sins of the forefathers and break those curses. So, this is just a spiritual parallel. And if some of the other ministers don't show in time tomorrow, I'll teach on that. But if not, then be here in March or April, whatever. Praise the Lord. I've given you some things that we need to do as far as confessing the sins. And I think that's important. That's number one. Number two, and that's over the infirmities. Number two, we want to break any direct curses, including witchcraft, word curses by others and by the person that you're ministering to, or by others and by you. Direct curses would be in 2 Kings, the second chapter, verse 24. You remember when those young men came and were cursing Elisha the prophet? And Elisha cursed them with the word. And then two she-bears came out. I know it says little children, but that's really translated young men. And then it tore up, 42 of them? Okay, that was a direct word, spoken word. And then in Acts, the 13th chapter, it talks about Paul was running into confrontation, the 13th chapter, verse 6, with this guy named Bar-Jesus, who was hindering the message from this man that wanted to receive the word. This is Acts, the 13th chapter, verse, I've given you the top part of it. So in verse 9 it says, then Saul, who also called Paul, filled with the Holy Ghost, set his eyes upon Elymas, the sorcerer, for such is his name by interpretation, and said, O full of all subtlety and all mischief, thou child of the devil, thou enemy. Now, Paul was able to discern this enemy here because he did everything he can to turn away the deputy from the faith. Okay? And so Paul, by the way, worked in all of the nine gifts. And all the nine gifts wasn't worked at one location, wherever God chose it to work. So that's another subject, but you ought to know all the nine gifts by heart, and you should all know the fruit of the Spirit by heart because, I mean, this is what you are working towards and for God manifesting His fruit in your life. And so we should know at least what is going to be manifested. So you should know the gift, because in many times the way God's going to appear inside the fellowship is going to be by the gift. When a body comes together, the two or three are gathered in His name, the presence of God is here. But He will manifest His His presence by the gift and share it with the body of Christ. And we need to know the difference of when two or three gather and when the gifts are in manifestation. So, the direct curses that was implied here, he said that, and now, behold, the hand of the Lord is upon thee, and thou shalt be blind, not seeing the sun for a season, and immediately there fell upon him a mist and a darkness, and he went about seeking some to lead him by hand. And the deputy, when he saw what was done, believed and was astonished at the doctrine of the Lord. So this is a direct curse. Another example is in Proverbs, the 18th chapter, verse 21. We all familiar with this: death and life are in the power of the tongue, and they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. My diabetes, my high blood pressure. I'm not saying you don't have these issues, and we're not getting delivered from these issues. But there's another thing to say, you know, my diabetes, my high blood pressure. We curse ourselves, or others curse us. The doctors curse us. Families, friends, and all agree to tell you how to start eating differently, how to rest differently, and how to just bombard in there, you know. But John, you know you got high blood pressure, John. You need to watch what you eat, John. And so you got all of this. So some of us, if we're going through a battle or going through a dealing, we might need to keep our mouth shut and just leave it with our wives and husbands while we go through this dealing. Because once you just flagged everybody in the family, oh boy. That's different if they are intercessors and prayer warriors and agree and understand and they're going through like you're going through, then they can be a great asset. A great asset, particularly the family. God just loves family. Okay, so now we're dealing with breaking the direct curses over that infirmity. And so we have to break all of the words, spoken word curses by all persons involved in your diagnosis, in your who know about that, or even things that you see about the particular infirmity. The next thing would be an indirect curse. We need to break all indirect curses that they, the individual, or others may have placed over them for whatever the infirmity is in their life. An indirect curse, we can find an example of one. It's in Genesis 31, verse 32. We find here where Jacob rose up and his sons and wives and began to leave, and how Laban was not notified of his of Jacob leaving, and Laban was very, very mad about that. And God visited him in a dream and told him, "Don't you speak good or bad about this man? He's my servant." And so Laban confronts Jacob, and this is an indirect curse we're talking about here. And in verse 32. Well, I'll start with verse 31. And Jacob answered and said to Laban, "Because I was afraid, for I said, peradventure thou wouldest take by force thy daughters from me." And because Laban had just confronted him about his God being stolen. Okay. His landmark, his statues. And so Jacob spoke to him in verse 32, "With whomsoever thou findest thy God, let him not live." So here Jacob is speaking a curse on somebody in his camp, providing somebody in the camp stole it. He doesn't know. He doesn't think anybody stole it. Okay? "Let him not live before our brethren, discern thou what is thine with me, and take it to thee." But Jacob knew not that Rachel had stolen him. Well, Laban went into Jacob's tent, into Leah's tent, and into the two maidservants' tent. He found them not. Then he went into Leah's tent and then into Rachel's tent. And Rachel had taken the images. She had them. So excellent reading if you go back to the previous two chapters and get it all, but for the sake of time, we can't do that tonight. And she put them in the camel's furniture and set upon them. And Laban searched the tent, but he didn't find them not. He didn't find anything. And she said to her father, "Let it not displease my lord that I cannot rise up before thee, for the custom of women is upon me." And he searched, but he found not the images, so he didn't search his daughter. But then we look in the 35th chapter of this same book, verse 16. It says, "And as they journeyed from Bethel, and there was but a little way to come to Ephrath, Rachel travailed, and she had hard labor. And it came to pass that when she was in hard labor, that the midwife said unto her, 'Fear not, thou shalt have this son also. And it came to pass, as her soul was in departing, for she died, that she called his name Benoni, but his father called him Benjamin. And Rachel died and was buried in the way of Ephrath, which is in Bethlehem. This is a clear scripture evidence here of indirect curse spoken by a father. And I don't know about you, but I had a lot of indirect curses spoken when I was growing up. And perhaps coming up in the years that I grew up, there's a lot of things you could say. You could have been in league with someone way back in high school or in college. And he said that he's pregnant. And you said, well, did you tell her to get an abortion? Or you were in high school and she was pregnant and you told her, she told you, I'm going to get an abortion. You said, yeah, you better, because he ain't no good. Okay, so indirectly, when those persons went forward with that, you received a curse. Or the person that you counseled received a curse, because the blood is not only on the hand of the person who committed the abortion, but it was on those who had accessory to the fact. And who was in cahoot with it? Who was in agreement with it? And some of these unresolved issues are stopping you from being able to grow in the fullness thereof of Christ because of the aborted child. Then there in Job 3:25, Job said, the greatest thing that come upon me, I feared, that would be self-inflicted curse, number four. The self-inflicted curse, you have to ask them to also repent of their personal sins. That would be thoughts, words, deeds that may have brought about the self-inflicted curses. We all like to be around people that are careful with their words. I know I do. And just don't say anything and run off. You know, the art is not the ability to deliver. I think it's more spiritual to be able to listen. So I cherish listening more since I didn't listen as a young person growing up. And thank God for my wife. She was very tolerant in early years. Now I've trained and sought God's help to be a good listener. And how many of you know that I still need a little help in that area? But I do know now, I see the importance in listening, because it's not always what people are saying on the surface, but it's what they haven't said that the Holy Spirit wants to reveal through a word of knowledge or a word of wisdom, what is the spiritual root in their lives. And if you have all the answers, and if it's XYZ, page 33, okay, well then, that's inappropriate. That's the wrong way. Even with all of the notes and all of the books, we still listen. We still listen for every little hint from the Father of what to do next. One time, Sister Coffee called me in the back and asked me to pray for a lady. And the Lord, I kind of laughed because the Lord told me, Tabitha. And when I said that, I said, ma'am, I said, I don't mean any harm. I said, I just, you know, sometimes I get something, sometimes I don't. I was talking my way out of the way. I was preparing myself for the no, if you're wrong. And I said, but the Lord is telling me, Tabitha, that's my favorite show, Bewitched. I love it. And I said, oh, my goodness. And I said, this is what the lady, her job was. And she got delivered. Oh, thank God for it. I wish I could see her again. This is what her gift was. Not gift, spiritual. I mean, her talent as far as employment. She trained dogs. And she said she was so tough that she could look at a dog and speak to that dog, and that dog would listen to her. She was, I mean, real adamant about it. And that's why God gave me, so after we broke those curses, she manifested. Head started hating more. It was pain. And she got free. And every time, after I left her, every day I kept thinking about it. I said, I wish I could have known her more. I'd like to know her more, you know. Because that was just an awesome testimony, you know. She controlled the dog and he's in that spirit. So if you're getting off watching Bewitched, oh, man, you're in the wrong place. No, maybe you're in the right place tonight. Yes, you're in the right place. Self-inflicted curses. You can't eat that. I'll break out with hives. My allergies, self-inflicted curses. They also go with seasonal flu. My diabetes, okay. Then you have a house full of prevented medications and the place is so full of sorcery, and then you want to have prayer meetings every Friday night. Then we walk in the prayer meeting, the house is full of every kind of drug out there. You say, well, that was for in March. That's when my allergies come. Why? It's September. What's the problem here? We got to try to start working towards getting off this stuff. Okay, I take some curative things and things like that, but it's the medication, some other things that I won't mess with. But anyway, we can have a lot of self-inflicted curses on ourselves or the people that you're going to counsel with. They can have self-inflicted curses. And so, you see, we're moving these seals and shields. We're taking our time and working with this person over two or three sessions instead of just, let's do it tonight. And then they can go out and tell everybody so they can bring in 50 people and our church is growing for Jesus. And about 2 years later, we got the most radical group, 500 strong. And then all of a sudden, you come out, and then God use you to help set people free. And you're considered the outcast, and you got the measure of truth. And then you prevail, and you long-suffer because you love everybody there. They just didn't see the light. They got caught up on a building fund, building growth program. They say, I'll build you a house, and I'll build you a house. And we're going to build one, too. Well, so we got to be careful not to get off on a building fund. And we hope to build a new facility. Our facility, I think, was built in 1930. And we have lots of termites. And we have two buildings put together like over here. And it's old. And we just recarpeted, bought new seats and all that. And they start saving. And last year, we started, some of the elders came to me and said, well, we need to start saving, Pastor. We need that. You've been working on these houses. We need to do this. I say, well, good. I like when the elders come and say, let's do something. I said, well, good. That's good. And so, in December, from April to December, we had saved $3,000. You sort of seen the church so excited. Oh, praise the Lord! Glory to God! That's $3,000 we didn't have a year before. And so then my wife said, somebody said, well, we believe for 104. My wife said, no, 1,004. I said, that's not what it's going to take, $300,000. But don't get caught up on a building program because you get a couple of miracles. We're on the building program because the church is growing and the building is getting older. And so if there's time, there's a room for expansion. But anyway, I've kind of got off the message. The fifth thing you want to look at is curses on living or any living or non-living entities. Curses on living or non-living entities. An entity is an intermediate person, an animal, an object, my deceased chihuahua that died in my hands, a close relative that you take after. He's got Betty Davis eyes. He acts like Uncle Ned. A dog, a cat. These are people you're going to counsel. They have these things. But if you don't take time to talk with them, you won't get all this out. I have some questionnaires that I've developed. I actually got from someone else, and then I rewrote it for our family and added some things to it so that they can fill out a questionnaire. Now, if they're analytical or got a little slight twist of Jezebel, the men that come in, I probably won't just slam the questionnaire in their face because they're looking for a supernatural man of God. Well, you got to write all that down. So I kind of, you know, we kind of watch what we're dealing with here and who's coming in. We don't have a set plan. Everybody fill out X, Y, Z. Everybody fill out the form. Then you can see the pastor. So it's kind of like we're kind of checking you out, see where you're at. If we can work with you that way. If we can't work with you that way, we fishing for souls. Okay? I try to train out people like that because you people have been in power with power and you're getting this knowledge. And let's face it, we got a couple thousand people in the community here that don't have no idea what we're talking about. And probably 90% of the pastors in the city have no idea what I'm sharing with you about demons. So I have to be careful not to train disciples to become Pharisees, but to become lovers of men. So you can have photographs, necklaces, articles of clothing, a watch, a lot of Indian things that were passed down, arrowheads and stuff. We find it caused a lot of sinus problems. So this material could be owned or in the vicinity of the casket that you're praying for. And this is called a curse on any living or non-living entity. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter, it talks about when you come in contact with these accursed things, to destroy it. Now, I'm going to read this to you. Deuteronomy 7:25, it says, when God was preparing his people to go into the promised land, he gave specific orders to them on removing all of these idols and images. He said, the graven images of their gods shall you burn with fire. Thou shalt not desire the silver or gold that is on them, nor take it unto thee, lest thou be snared therein, for it is an abomination to the Lord thy God. It is an abomination to God. Neither shall you bring an abomination into your house. Now that's still yesterday, today, and forever. Okay. Lest you be cursed, saying like it. And a lot of the curses that, and a lot of people we pray for, particularly since we're talking about infirmities, I was particularly sensitive to looking in their home. One lady had developed some type of problem with her lungs, and she was in her 40s. And I was over because she was our real estate agent, and I ministered to her and her family. I spoke with her daddy just recently. This was about 12 years ago. And I remember she had a statue on the back where she had went to I should know this, I used to be one. Went to a EMT school where they do training on CPR, stuff like that. Okay. And I looked up on a shelf, and she had this doll with this. They used to put a band when you break your ribs. Had a cracked rib. They used to tie you down real tight around the chest. I don't think they do that anymore. And I said, Helen, why do you have this there with this thing? I'm surprised you ain't got some kind of lung problem now. Oh, my God. I just been diagnosed a few weeks back. I've been having problems with bronchitis and all kind of stuff. And I'm 47 years old. People are supposed to have grown past this. And, boy, she got rid of that. She comes to service and passes my pastor. Happened to be there that night. And I told her, I said, she had a head on her home because I could mess with her like that. Now, you can't do that with everybody. And she come up there, I want prayer, please. And she got delivered. And so sometimes the image in the home will manifest its image in the natural in the person's body. In other words, the things that are manifesting in the natural realm physically have a spiritual root. Okay? And so why would you be in a home and because Uncle Charlie was crippled and Aunt Maybelle, after he died, decided to give you all of his wheelchairs and crutches, and you think these are some kind of souvenirs or something? And then 5 years later, you have a back problem. You're used to. So that's what I'm saying. So that makes it a little bit more clear. Okay. All right. So, and thou shalt utterly detest it, and thou shalt utterly abhor it, for it is a cursed thing. So these idols can invite sicknesses, they invite depression for sure. Curses, they invite poverty to come into your life. And so we need to remove those, all of these idols. And in ministering to people, you have to be careful how you share with them. I'm going to be finished by saying, Lord bless. I hope I've been talking too long. I can't talk long, but I feel like as we open up into the... Okay, I feel like opening up, you're going to see a lot of exciting men and women of God going to share the rest of the weekend. And so we sort of getting ourselves prepared for the different messages that God's going to give us. And so I hope you're so kind to allow me to take time and share this with you. The sixth thing is we break the curses of negotiation. Negotiation is a type of compromise. When we compromise with Satan or his demons, and we live as Satan demands as opposed to as God demands. In other words, instead of moving forward and stepping out and trusting God, we just kind of concede and realize that we've got, oh my, I've got a problem here. In Jeremiah, the scripture that you should take note of, the 17th chapter of Jeremiah, verse 5, it tells us about going to man and trusting man in our afflictions and our problems. It says, thus said the Lord, curses the man that trusted in man and make it flesh his arm and whose heart departed from the Lord. Then in Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, God warns us about blessings and curses. In Deuteronomy, the 11th chapter, verse 26, the scripture says, Behold, I set before you this day a blessing and a curse. A blessing if you obey the commandments of the Lord, your God, which I command you this day, and a curse if you will not obey the commandments of the Lord, your God, but turn aside out of the way which I command you this day to go after other gods, which you have not known. Okay, so we see here, going to the world for help, compromising and negotiation is the result of that, is disobedience. And so we need to go to God. We need to ask God, what's the truth that will make us free? And then he may direct you to certain paths and certain people for help and ministry. But our first step, and first and foremost step, should be to turn to God and not turn to man. Now, in step 7 and 8, I'm going to combine those steps and to break all the satanic seals and the shields over the curses that were placed over the demons that Satan is placing inside the captives. Sometimes, particularly individuals that were in witchcraft or had witchcraft curses on them, Satan will send, along with the witchcraft curses, he'll send certain seals, devices, and certain shield devices over the curses and seal his demons inside that individual. And a lot of times when we're casting out the principalities, we'll tell them sometime to line up in rank and file from the lowest in command to the highest command, because Satan has a military structure similar to our American military structure. He has from the general all the way down to the infantry. Okay, and many times when deliverance is taking place and you get caught up in the outward manifestations of vomiting and coughing and retching and all these things, and if you get caught up in this thing, it's war. In war, you don't have time to be playing games, okay? It's serious business. I mean, some people just get caught up in it And like Paul said, they just want to glorify in your flesh. Mm. So it's war. So you're watching and you're praying and you're excited, all right. But the devil's saying, all I'm sending up a whole platoon of corporals. But all my sergeants are going to tell them to come back. So we got to be digging deeper than what we see in outward visible manifestations. Okay, so these seals and these shields got to be broken in order for the strong man to begin to surface up and be forced out in Jesus' name. So if possible, I usually break those individually. I'll give you an example of seals. We know that in the book of Ephesians, the Bible tells us that we have been sealed. Ephesians, the very first chapter, verse 13, it says, in whom you also trusted after that you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, in whom also, after that you believed, you were sealed with that Holy Spirit of promise. These are good, godly seals. In Ephesians, the fourth chapter, verse 30, the scripture says, and grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption. And there are other scripture references to godly seals, okay? But Satan also has a ungodly seal. And these seals that Satan has are designed to protect, to cover, and to conceal his demons inside of a captive's life. Sometimes the satanic seals can be persons in authority. People that have high-ranking positions in the church, and they can control the operation of that ministry. And then sometimes they're just the spirits inside of individuals' life. It just depends on what you're doing spiritual warfare, how you're doing spiritual warfare, whether it be a territorial situation you're dealing with in a local church or a community, or you're dealing with the lives of men. Remember Ahab's wife? When Ahab went to his wife and complained about not having this wonderful garden that he wanted, this First Kings, let's look at that because there's a word in here concerning a stamp. First Kings, the 21st chapter, I'll just read it to you. Verse 1, it says, and it came to pass after these things that Naboth the Jezreelite had a vineyard which was in Jezreel, hard by the palace of Ahab, king of Samaria. And Ahab spake unto Naboth, saying, give me thy vineyard, that I may have it for a garden of herbs, because it is near unto my house, and I will give thee for it a better vineyard than it. Or if it seem good to thee, I will give thee the worth of it in money. And Naboth said to Ahab, the Lord forbid it, that I should give the inheritance of my fathers unto thee. And that's a message in itself. Ahab came into his house. He was heavy. He was displeased because of the word which Naboth the Jezreelite had spoken to him, for he said, I will not give thee the inheritance of my fathers. And he laid him down, his face down on the bed, and he began to moan, and he turned his face away, and he didn't want to eat. He just was all despondent. But his wife, Jezebel, came to him and said unto him, why are your spirit so sad that thou eatest no bread? And he said unto her, because I spoke to Naboth, the Jezreelite, and said unto him, give me the vineyard for money, or else, if it please thee, I will give thee another vineyard for it. And he answered, I will not give it to the vineyard. So Jezebel took it upon herself, with his blessings, of course, to go out and send letters out, and they were sealed with the king's stamp. Okay, so that was an ungodly, evil seal here that was brought out in order to murder Naboth for the vineyard. So there are ungodly seals, and there are godly seals. And for the lack of time, we won't be able to go into a lot of that, but you need to understand this just because we are very familiar with the seal, the day of redemption, ours also, that form a protective shield in captives' lives. Okay, so there's a spiritual parallel here. Satan also has these protective, satanic protective shields. Once again, this also can be an individual in positions of authority at a local church that has great influence upon leadership, or can be the highest tithe payer. It could be, like we found in our own city, a pedophile or something. It could have sealed themselves in because the people are really pushing that because this guy's a millionaire. I had a guy in our church for 3 or 4 years, and I didn't know he was a millionaire. And that should not be your motivation. And by the way, most millionaires live on a budget. Well. Okay. The ninth thing is satanic prayers. We need to break all satanic prayers, cancel all satanic prayers over a person and the spirit. Many believers sometimes pray ungodly prayers for others, and when this happens, there's a door open in the life of the one being prayed for a curse to follow. This can release an evil spirit and protect it by covering the evil spirit with psychic prayers. psychic prayers, and James, the fourth chapter, verse 1, Scripture says that from whence cometh wars and fighting among you, come they not hence, even of your lust at war in your members. You lust, you have not, you kill, you desire to have, you cannot obtain, you fight, you war, you have not because you ask not. We're talking about prayer here. You ask, receive not because you ask amiss, but you may conceive it upon your own lust. And there's a lot of people go praying ungodly prayers, trying to correct or lead the pastor into deliverance. And then there are a lot of groups that try to get involved in deliverance and ministries where the pastor gives their blessing, but the pastor doesn't want to learn it. And about a year later, the church is in all kind of turmoil. Who do you think he's going to hold responsible? You, get out. He ain't going nowhere. You going. Then there's all kind of prayers going out in the month of May. The Roman church prays for all the backsliders in the month of May. Sometimes it could be a cause of headaches. And then there's control and manipulation prayers. Many manipulating and controlling prayers. And so somewhere in the captive's life or in your life or those that you're ministering to, somebody could have prayed and believed contrary to Scripture, and that's considered a satanic prayer. But that has to be broken, okay? Then number 10 is that we need to break ties with the past. Now we're talking about soul ties. Soul ties or ties with the past related to the person with the infirmity is going to protect and strengthen the evil spirits attacking that person's life. Lot's wife is a good example in Genesis, the 19th chapter. She turned to a pillar of salt because she got a specific command from the angels not to turn back, not to look back, but to go straight forward. But because of the evil association of her past, it caused her to be a little bit concerned about what was happening where they came out of. And so a lot of the people that you're going to minister to, and perhaps yourself, the ties with the evil past will have to be broken, and the soul ties will have to be broken. And I mentioned that earlier in the Homosexual Act, but also in the area of infirmity, the ties. Let me go into more detail in the 11th step by breaking the ties in the 11th step with any living or non-living entity. The breaking ties with any living or non-living entity, these are ties that may be with family members, with objects, could be a tie to someone who died or battled with cancer, and you just kind of got in there with them and you just suffered with them, and well, you know what? That spirit is on you. I always say, like, the people that take people down to Louisiana to see Reverend Dr. Feelgood, pay the money to get healed from a brain tumor or cancer or some kind of sickness. A lot of people take their children to these witch doctors, and then 30 years or 15 years later, the child dies from brain tumor or something like that. Nobody ever put two and two together. You trade with the devil, you always lose. And so anyway, the ties or the soul ties could be to people that were in adultery. And we all kind of think it's cute when we're young boys and our uncle come by to pick us up and we see him go pick up his girlfriend. Man, Uncle Coon. You may not ever thought about these things. Or your girlfriend was cool. Because now you've been in the Lord 5 to 10 years, but you're having problems with your relationship with your husband or husband with the wife. You're having some dysfunctional things there because there's adultery still in the camp. It hasn't been issue that hasn't been dealt with the father. Because you were in agreement with that, even though you may not have participated, but, I mean, the idol or the image had come into your home. Okay, so you have to break those ties, even with somebody with suicide. And you have to break all the ties of ownership, reinforcement ties, death ties, any other ties. Just soul ties in general, that's ties with any living and non-living entities. Pictures, music, greatest stimulant I know of to lead people astray is music. And so we get saved, we stop listening to ungodly music, but for some reason many people in the church want to continue listening to jazz. It's okay. But that's another message in itself. All right, the 12th step, the last thing is that now we are going to remove the protective covering over the 11. Command all the related spirits to come forth together, break all the ties between them. This forces them to expose themselves to direct attack by the deliverance worker. The spirits are weakened by breaking the ties between the various ruling spirits from the lowest of command to the highest. And then in proper order, we, at that point, command the spirits to come out. In the last few minutes or so, I'm going to, with your permission, take authority and bind the strong man and his demons in the heavenlies and on earth. I loose the living sessions from Satan and his demons in the heavenlies and on earth. I bind Satan and his demons in the heavens and on earth. I forbid them to communicate with or reinforce any demons inside any person that's willing to participate. I forbid the strong man over each person's house to communicate with or reinforce any other spirits inside of each person's house. I bind all evil power and evil strength. Father, I pray for angels to fill the house of prayer, to minister, to assist in any way you see fit, God. And only those that are willing to participate receive ministry tonight. You're not going to force it on anybody. Father, you know who those individuals are. Over the spirits of infirmity, generational infirmities, infirmities that are currently manifest in the life, and those that are lying dormant, in Jesus' name, I break the ancestral curses over their lives. I break them in Jesus' name. I break all the multiple curses and multiple ancestral curses from the sins of the fathers over the infirmities in their life. I break them in Jesus' name. I break all direct curses that they spoke or others spoke concerning the infirmity. Those of the generation, those of the line dormant in life, I break them in Jesus' name. I break all indirect curses that they receive as a seal and a shield to hold that infirmity spirit in life. I break them in Jesus' name. I break all self-inflicted curses where they may have self-inflicted the curse or reinforced the curse of self-infliction. I break those curses. I break them in Jesus' name. Any curses on any living or non-living entities, people that in my case, my granddaddy gave me a tube with some prostate cream. He said, "Junior boy, they got me. Now, before you die, he gave it to me. He wanted me to have what he had." And so any entities, living or non-living entities, I break those curses over the people here tonight. I break them in Jesus' name. Anywhere where we compromised or we negotiated, we tried to go to the world instead of going to God, or we didn't go to God first, and we just was in compromise, and we just kind of conceded, maybe if God willed it, we'd be sick. I break those curses. Just the thought maybe crossed our mind. We never resolve that issue. I break those curses. I break them in Jesus' name. All the multiples of all those spirits, I break them in Jesus' name. All the satanic seals over these spirits, every seal, every one, you begin to uncoil right now, unloose yourself, you come out in Jesus' name. I break those seals. I break them. I divide and conquer you. The greater is here, greater is he that's in leading, and in us, and he is in the world. You have no authority. A greater one is here. We're spoiling your goods. We're destroying your house. There's nothing you can do about a demon. You have to go in Jesus' name. I break those satanic shields. I break them in Jesus' name. I break all the protective shields, protecting infirmities in their life. I break it in Jesus' name. I break all psychic prayers, all satanic prayers that were prayed over them or prayed for them. I'll pray for you, honey. I know you've been sick. Jehovah Witness. I break it. These people, they don't know. They don't understand. They just say they're going to pray for you. They really mean it, too. I break it. You have to consider these things when you're praying for people. I break it. I know it's a long way around. Sometimes that's what it takes. In Jesus' name, I break those satanic prayers right now. Now, all the ties of the evil past concerning our infirmities that we're being delivered from tonight, generational or those that are lying dormant, I break those ties with the evil past. I break them. I break those soul ties. I break them in Jesus' name. The ties in any living and non-living entities, any living and non-living, Lord, if we have anything in our homes, anything in our personal possessions, any heirlooms or things that were passed down from the families and the family have the same condition that we're having or we're manifesting, and we're going to burn it, destroy it, or whatever. But I break those ties with any living and non-living entities. I break them in Jesus' name. I break all of the spirits right now. I break all the multiples of those spirits in Jesus' name. I command all the spirits to come up together, tied together right now in Jesus' name. I break the ties between those spirits. I break them in Jesus' name. All the ties of those spirits, I break your power. And in Jesus' name, I break all of the hexes, vexes, spells, jinx, enchantments, rituals, any other bondage associated with witchcraft, voodoo, the occult, Santeria, witch coven, Satan churches, all satanic and evil oppression over the people of God. I break those curses in Jesus' name. You have no authority. I command you to come out of the people in Jesus' name. You must go in Jesus' name. Now, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come against all of the pain spirits, all spirits that cause pain in our bodies. We should be able to touch our toes and do everything. You might be a little stiff, but you shouldn't be having pain. All these different pain aches and pains in our bodies, you come out. Every demon of pain, I command pain, come out. Spirits of acute pain, come out. Chronic pain, come out. Persistent pain, come out. All aching pain, come out of our body. All excruciating pain, come out. Reoccurring pain, periodic pain, you go in Jesus' name. Unbearable pain, you go. Mild pain, severe pain, extreme pain, sickening pain, just nagging pain. Come out of us now. Come out of us right now. Come off of that. Come off the sinews. Come off the nerves and the lower spine going down to our toes. You come out of there in Jesus' name. Short pain, cutting pain, the stabbing pain, and that fainting pain spirit. You come out of us. You go, all lightning pain and shooting pain and piercing pain. You go in Jesus' name. Agonizing pain, tormenting pain, torturing pain, boring pain, throbbing, and that dull pain. Come out of our necks. Come out of there. You go in Jesus' name. Come out of there. All those spirits from the pinched nerves. You come out of us. You go. And I speak healing. And I ask God for a creative miracle for God to restore and heal those areas in Jesus' name. All those objective pain and wandering pain and remitting pain. Come out of there. Head pain. Come out. Tongue pain. Ear pain. Earache. Noise pain. Come out. All eye pain and eye ache spirits. Come out of us. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out. All dental pain. Toothaches. Come out of there. Throbbing pain. Come out of there in Jesus' name. All chest pain, heart pain, cardiac pain, come out of there. All lung pain, pulmonary pain, breathing pain, come out of there. Come out of there. All gallbladder pain, all stomach pain, come out of there. All the pain from appendicitis, come out of there. All the pain down in the abdominal area. Out of our belly should be rivers of living water, and God, we want to walk like you walk, God. We want to walk with bowels of compassion. So if you're having pain in that ganglion nerve, which I used to have, that demon got to go. I command you to go. I had it, and as I receive it, I give it unto you. You come out. You come out of us in Jesus' name. All that. You come out of there in Jesus' name. All of the pain upon a bruised pain, or pain that you received when you had a broken or dislocated joint, broken bone, that pain that came in there just didn't walk out the door because you became a Christian. All that pain that came in there, and that broken bones and dislocated bones, all those pain spirits, come out of us now. You go. You come out of there in Jesus' name. All the muscular spasms, all the painful ministration pain, that's PMS, come out of there in Jesus' name. Go. Come out of there. All of the nerve pain, central nervous system pain, come out of there. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Fear of pain. Come out. All fear of pain. Come out. Fear of death by pain. I don't want to die. If I'm going to die, I don't want to die with no pain. You curse yourself. I break that curse in Jesus' name. We're repentant people. We might have all said it at one time or another. Come out of there. Phantom pain. Imaginary pain. Come out of there. False mental pain. Come out in Jesus' name. Psychosomatic pain. Inflammatory pain. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Pain from ulcers. Pain from hemorrhoids. Come out. You go in Jesus' name. So hemorrhoids, we can get healed of hemorrhoids, but the pain spirit is still there, and then you'll confess you got hemorrhoids again. So the enemy is just working with his seals and his shields. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Aging pain. Witchcraft pain. Come out. Come out of there. All psychic pain. Come out of there. Come out of there in Jesus' name. We're spoiling your house, devil. You got to go. Come on, all headaches. All headaches as a result of our past use of alcohol. Alcohol withdrawal headaches. Come out of us in Jesus' name. All of the caffeine withdrawal headache spirits. Come out of there. Cluster headaches. Dull headaches. Come out. Hangover headaches. Come out of there. Histamine headaches. That's usually where it's located at. Come out of there. The jogger's headache. The fasting headache. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Migraine headaches in Jesus' name. Come out, all the headache spirits, come out of there, all of you, come out, nausea, the vomiting, all that post-lumbar punctural headache, come out of there in Jesus' name. Sharp headache, stress, the demon of stress, come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of our necks, come out of there in Jesus' name. That whole series of spirits, come out of there in Jesus' name. Tension headache, come out. Throbbing headache, TMJ syndrome headaches, come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there, jaw bite that causes a headache. You go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Every one of you have to go in Jesus' name. All of the agony. Come out of there. All acne spirits. All spirit. I break the curse of affliction. All affliction, come out. All of the allergies, hay fever, dust, and sore throat, and asthma of all kinds. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out in Jesus' name. All of the back trouble. All back trouble. Strains, pulls, crushed disc, dislocated vertebrae. Out of lumbar, out of thoracic, out of the cervical, all back pain, come out. You come out in Jesus' name. Lord, we just confess the pride and exalting ourselves. You say, if we be lifted up, I'll bow you over. So, Lord, we just confess that and command all pain spirits to come out of our backs in Jesus' name. Bearing others' burden when we shouldn't have to bear. All that come off our shoulders right now. The government is upon Jesus. You come out of there in Jesus' name. You come out of there in Jesus' name. Now, the spirit of barrenness, I break the curse of barrenness. I command you to go. In Jesus' name. Blurry vision, come out. All the bone breakers, back breakers, come out. I break the curse of cancer, the curse of destruction, come out. Come out of there. Cancer of the blood, cancer of the bone marrow, cancer of the various organs, come out. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there, all of you. All cramps, come out. Come out of there. Spirits of the cyst, all cyst spirits of deafness, death and dumb spirit, come out. Demons of death, come out. All demons of death, go. We cast you out in Jesus' name.
Spirits of deformity, come out. Spirits of delusion, spirits of diabetes, come out. Digestive disorders, come out of there in Jesus' name. Spirits of dislocation, come out of there in Jesus' name. You'll find a lot of dislocation and joint problems are rooted in relationship issues. Find out who God wants you to get right in relationship with. Come out. All spirits of dry scalp, come out. Dry skin, come out of there. All nervous conditions that are manifesting in the wall of the city, on the skin, come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Come out. All epilepsies, all seizure spirits. We break that curse. Command all the seizure spirits. You go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Come out of there. All fever. I rebuke fever. Go in Jesus' name. All of the flu, influenza, come out. I rebuke flu. I rebuke all the different series of flus that they prophesied over the news. All the different types of flu. You go in Jesus' name. We rebuke you in Jesus' name. We break your power. You get out of there. You're a virus and you're a spirit. You go in Jesus' name. Come out. All fungus. Come out. Fungus. Come out of there. All gallbladder problems. Go in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Spirits of gluttony. Come out. Go in Jesus' name. Heart of hearing. Come out. Heart of hearing. Come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. All hepatitis, come out. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Now, hemorrhoids, come out. Hemorrhoids, go. Hypertension, hypotension, high blood pressure, hives, come out in Jesus' name. I used to have hives. I'd eat oysters and seafood like that, break out, swell all up. They had to give me Benadryl shots. Now, I don't have a problem eating none of that yet. But you can't say, I always going to have problems with that. After I walked for about 7-8 years without eating this stuff and walked through deliverance, and one day we went to the restaurant, I said, I had a little bit. The next time we went back, I had a little bit more. The next time I said, I really don't like it. The next time I said, I'm going to eat it anyway. Okay, I didn't go in there and just try to show how bad I was as a Christian. But I would never stand for my body not being able to eat the food that God provided I can have. Okay, so I don't have problems with hives anymore, thank God. Spirits of ignorance, come out in Jesus' name. Inability to digest protein properly, which causes weight gain. I rebuke you. You come out of us now. You go. All infection spirits, come out. Infirmity, come out. Ingrown toenails, go in Jesus' name. Spirits of insanity, Alzheimer's, you go in Jesus' name. We're not going to be fearful of being lonely. We have the Lord with us all the time. You go. Spirits of itching, spirits of kidney infection, you go in Jesus' name. Do a study on the reins of the heart and see the word translated means kidney and find out what it means. All kidney infection spirits, you go in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. Come out of there. Miscarriage. Miscarriage number one, number two, number three, number four. All miscarriage, all the death spirits with the miscarriage. We break your power. We command all miscarriage spirits. You go out of us in Jesus' name. You go. Those are death curses. Those are death spirits in the womb. Do a study in Hosea on Ephraim. You go in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. All spirits of overeating. All of the overeating spirits, you come out of there in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. All plagues, come out. All planters' warts, come out of there in Jesus' name. I break the power of witchcraft over your life. Command those planters' warts, come off your hands. Come off your body. Come out and go in Jesus' name. Come out of there. All senility, come out. Schizophrenia, go in Jesus' name. Shortness of breath, come out. All sinus, itching, swelling, burning, irritation, all sinus conditions. Come out, go in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. All stroke spirits, I rebuke that stroke spirit. That's a lying devil. I've seen one. You know, the most recent study I saw on TV here was about strokes. I've done some research on them because I'm a family member. They were saying they was on TV. They was highlighting on early morning news about this lady who had a stroke, and all of a sudden now she was talking another language or talking with a different accent. She had a British accent. And so they've got a number of cases like that. It's a demon. It's a demon. It's a personality. It's a spirit. So you stroke spirits, you can't have us in Jesus' name. You go in Jesus' name. You go. I rebuke that demon. We break its power in Jesus' name. Command you to go in Jesus' name. And teeth grinding. Come out in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. All of the toxemia of the blood. Come out of there. All spirits of ulcers. Come out of us in Jesus' name. All the various pains, various deformities, various malfunctions, various poisonings in our body. You come out in Jesus' name. You come out in Jesus' name. Now I command the spirit of death. You unclean spirit. You come out of us in Jesus' name. Come out of there in Jesus' name. Every one of you come out in Jesus' name. Every one of you come out in Jesus' name. Lord, I just minister. I just pray to reach out. Lord, just reach out to them right now. Just speak to their physical bodies in Jesus' name. I just pray for their muscles, ligaments, and tendons to relax. Command the vertebrae to go in place. Command the arms and legs to adjust for the bottom vertebrae of the legs. The lumbar spine to adjust in Jesus' name. For the disc pads to go in place. I ask, Lord God, for a miracle. Lord God, for some things. Some people need miracles here, God. We just ask, God, that you'll restore. healing to their physical body and their all of their organs and their bones, their structure, their spine. And Lord, we just speak to it right now. Holy Spirit, just minister to them right now. Just see healing right now. Just grow out and relax. All every muscle, ligament, tendon, all the vertebrae, you go in place. And they'll balance out and be like God created them to be. We just say be made whole and be healed in Jesus' name. We ask, Father, in Jesus' name, that the familiar generational spirits that came in down the family line to bring infirmities be broken this day. And we speak to the familiar. We say, you go. The familiar spirit of Landry, you go. And the familiar spirit of the family, everybody call your family name. You go in Jesus' name. You familiar, you go in Jesus' name. We're not going to submit to you. You get out of the house in Jesus' name. So we command all those familiar, all those family familiar spirits to come out of us now. We're in an agreement. A threefold cord is not easily broken. And we have the word of God. And we have the anointing of God is setting us free. So all of you familiar spirits, you get out of the house. There's nothing in here that agrees with you. And Father, I pray in Jesus' name to cover all the doors that these demons have access to come into our lives. We just cover those doors right now with the blood of Jesus, all of the open door receivers, those cursed receiving spirits, those cursed barren spirits that brought those demons into our lives. We break your power. We command you to get out of the house in Jesus' name. We apply the blood of Jesus not only over the people of God that are present here, but over the campground, just over the work here, God, just the precious blood of Jesus. And I speak the blessings of God upon the body of Christ. We are blessed, we are blessed, we are blessed in Jesus' name. We ask that the angels would come, the warning angels would cleanse the ground, God. Just take the angels, Lord, we ask the angels to gather up every common, no name, familiar, every loose spirit, every spirit that's left the people of God, and take them, Lord, we just send them to you when you receive them, Lord Jesus, to dispose of them. And we just pray the presence of God, the anointing of God, just fill the ground, fill our homes, the places where we go tonight, the peace of God. I say, God, peace go with you. You be blessed and be assured that God is able to complete the work that he's begun in you to the very end. He is for you, no matter the whole world is against you. No devil can have you because you're now property of Jesus. And may God bless you. We look forward to seeing everybody in the morning. May God bless you. I hope you learned something. God bless you. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are many hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.